So were you basically living in Burnaby during this time?
Yes. We were always in Burnaby or very close. Mm-hmm. I think we got as far away as Fraser and Broadway at one time. But it was mostly in the east end of Vancouver. Grew up around the Forum a lot of times. We were at 2727 Dundas. But my wife and I were married in 1953, and we moved to Burnaby at that time and then moved to this house in 56. So we've been here on this corner ever since.
Right. It's been 34 years.
Yes, when we took out the 25-year mortgage, we never thought we'd ever pay for it.
Right.
And didn't realize at the time that a 5.25% mortgage was just like gold.
Mm-hmm. Did it stay there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you've
got a fixed mortgage.
We had a fixed mortgage in National Housing Association at that time.
So when did you become involved in sort of the community life of Burnaby?
Well, I always had an interest in it. We used to live at the end of the streetcar line at Ellesmere and Hastings, above the drugstore, and a block away was Capitol Hill Hall. And the ratepayers associations in those days were very active. So I guess I'd be about 9 years old when I jumped off the porch at Capitol Hill Hall and broke my arm. But I can remember about that time also going to political meetings with my father. And I didn't really understand what was going on all the time, but here were those speakers up there and all sounding like they knew what they were talking about. And so really, I guess, in school I got turned on with volunteering. We were in the drama festival. We started square dancing in British Columbia. One of the teachers we had was a Miss Sturck, and she came to us and she said, I've just come from the, folk dance festival? Somewhere in Vancouver. And she said, there's no Canadian dances there. They're all foreign dances. Why don't we start square dancing? And so we got, from all the 30 boys that we had there, we got 8 of them to agree to square dance. And the next year we went to the folk festival. And that year we started going around to all of the different schools, introducing square dancing to the schools as a form of recreation, a form of dance. And a lot of the people that started in there became callers and became the foundation. And Miss Sturck is listed as the, I guess, grandmother of square dancing in British Columbia. We had drama, and we had basketball and sports, and because we were there so few boys in the school, there was a great demand for us to do everything. And my chum and I, Doug Hellier, were the only two students to ever receive the Gold G, which is a Grandview High School of Commerce pin for their outstanding pupil. And we had won it both in grade 11 and grade 12. Only time that there had ever been a double gold G given out. Going off to work at CIL, I had a boss who was at one time I figured was a tyrant, but he was looking after my good interests. And we spent perhaps 3 nights a weekend, and we didn't work Saturdays. We never did work Saturdays, but we'd come in Saturday and we would work. And so I think a 10 or 12 hour day always been normal.